Everyone in the class may now take their seats and be prepared to be a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we're going to begin class this morning with a piece of poetry that was found at the end of the Sunday school lesson we've been looking at concerning Jonathan and David. And the name of this poem is How Many Ways Has Love? Wilbur Fisk Tillett in the Christian Advocate. That's where this poem was found. Let me read this to you. How many ways have friends to love? It was thus he challenged me, and I said, O friend, how many buds and how many leaves are on the tree, and how many blades of grass on the sward that covers the lawn and the lea? Say, then I will tell of love, how many love ways there be. And how many words has love, you ask? Will you count these all, I pray? How many drops in the ocean deep, and how many specks in the spray, and how many grains on the sandy beach that stretches so far away? Say, and I will tell thee many sweet words love will say, and say, and say. And how many days has love to live? Will you count these one by one? How many beams does the silver moon let fall as its course is run? How many twinkles have the stars of night? And how many rays has the sun? Not until sun, moon, and stars grow dim will the days of love be done. On the opening page, I see a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of August the 7th, 1927, prepared by E.A. Elam, and the name of this lesson is David Spares Saul. We're going to get into this Sunday school lesson in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read to you the lesson text from 1 Samuel 26, verses 7 through 14, verse 17, and verse 21. David spares Saul. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the palace, within the place of the wagons, and his spear stuck in the ground at his head, and Abner and the people lay around him. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with a spear to the earth at one stroke, and I will not smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, Destroy him not, for who can put forth his hand against Jehovah's anointed and be guiltless? And David said, As Jehovah liveth, Jehovah will smite him, or his day shall come to die, and he shall go down into battle and perish. Jehovah forbid that I should put forth my hand against Jehovah's anointed, but now take, I pray thee, the spear that is in his head, and the curse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the curse of water from Saul's head, and they got them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither did any awake, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from Jehovah was fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side and stood at the top of the mountain afar off, a great space between them. And David cried to the people and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, Who art thou that criest to the king? Verse 17. And Saul knew David's voice and said, Is this the voice? Is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, It is my voice, my lord, O king. And then verse 21. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my life was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Romans chapter 12 and verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. The devotional reading is also from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He that spared not his son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ Jesus that died, yea, rather, that was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Even as it is written, For thy sake we are killed all the day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here's the geographical note for this Sunday school lesson. Nob was not far from Jerusalem. Nob was then the religious capital, and Gibeah of Saul was the political capital of the nation. The tabernacle and the high priest were there. The cave of Adullam was 14 or 15 miles southwest of Jerusalem in the valley of Elah, where David slew Goliath. The wilderness of Ziph was about 4 miles southeast of Hebron, and about 20 miles south of Jerusalem. Here's some helps and hints for the teachers. When David and Jonathan separated, as stated in our last lesson, David went to Nob to Ahimelech the priest. At Nob, David told a falsehood in his fear and haste to escape from Saul. He ate the showbread to which Jesus referred in Matthew chapter 12, and he received the sword of Goliath. David went from Nob to Gath of the Philistines, the home of Goliath. David feared the Philistines less than he feared Saul. Soon after his arrival there, the Philistines recognized him as the one who slew Goliath, and of whom the women sang, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. When David knew of this, he became sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath, and feigned himself mad in order to escape unhurt. Having thus escaped from Gath, David went to the cave of Adullam. Here his parents and brethren joined him. There also went to him every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented. And he became captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. This number later grew to about 600. David went from Adullam to Mizpah of Moab, and left his parents in the care of the king of Moab until he should know what God would do with him, or how in the providence of God the struggle would end. by the direction of the prophet Gad. David departed from Moab, returned to the land of Jehovah, and came into the forest of Hereth. From this place, by the direction of God, David sought the Philistines at Keilah, and slew them with a great slaughter, but saved the inhabitants. There were those ready to report to Saul the movements of David. Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, the priest, fled to David at Keilah, and related that Doeg had reported to Saul David's conduct at Nob, and that, accusing Ahimelech of conspiring with David, Saul had killed 85 priests, besides other men and women and children. Someone reported to Saul that David was at Keilah, and Saul made ready to go with an army down to Keilah, but upon hearing that David had left, he did not go. David went from Keilah to the wilderness of Ziph, and Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. While in the wood of this wilderness of Ziph, Jonathan and David met for the last time, it seems, when they renewed the covenant which was between them. And Jonathan assured David that Saul would not hurt him, and that he would one day be king. The Ziphites reported to Saul that David was in the wood, in the hill of Hakilah. And Saul went to take him, but David and his men removed to the wilderness of Maon. When Saul learned of this, he pursued David thither. And Saul and his men surrounded David and were ready to capture him. When news came to Saul that he should come in haste because the Philistines had made a raid upon the country, David then went and dwelt in the strongholds of En-Gedi. This was just west of the Dead Sea. With 3,000 men of Saul returned to seek David. This time David spared Saul's life in the cave of En-Gedi. When Saul seemed penitent, said to him, "Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rendered unto me good, whereas I have rendered unto thee evil. For I know that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thy hand. Swear now therefore unto me by Jehovah, that thou wilt not cut off my seed after me, and that thou wilt not destroy my name out of my father's house." Then David sware unto Saul, and Saul went home. But David and his men gat them up to the stronghold. David was afraid to risk Saul. Sparing Saul here is similar to the circumstance in our lesson, but it's not the same. At this time, Samuel died at a ripe old age and was buried in his house at Ramah by all Israel who lamented him. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. This was south of Ziph and En-Gedi. Here David had an experience with Nabal, a rich man of folly. When Nabal died, David married Abigail, Nabal's wife, a woman of remarkable wisdom and beauty. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they became both of them his wives. Now Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Paltai, the son of Laish, who was of Gallim. Again the Ziphites reported to Saul where David was, that he was in the hill of Hakilah, before the desert, and ignoring all his former promises and resolutions not to hurt David, Saul again, with 3,000 chosen men, went to take David. When David had learned through spies that Saul was come of a certainty to the very place he'd encamped, he went to the place, and Saul, where Saul and Abner lay, a barricade was formed with the baggage wagons, and Saul laid within this while the army lay around him. And this made it more difficult and dangerous for David to approach him. We're going to have to continue this story of David and Saul in our next class.